Hi, welcome to the UC Center for Reproductive Health podcasts. I am Dr. Julie Sroga, and today I will be discussing fertility treatments for polycystic ovary syndrome, or what is commonly known as PCOS. On another podcast, my partner, Dr. Michael Thomas, discussed the diagnosis and basics of treatment of PCOS. Today we are going to specifically talk about treatments for infertility in this population. About 50% of patients with PCOS are considered obese or overweight. When treating the different symptoms of PCOS, weight loss is the first-line treatment to improve symptoms of irregular period and even acne or dark hair growth. In patients trying to get pregnant, weight loss can also make fertility medications more effective. Many patients with PCOS say that weight loss is very difficult. Despite eating right and exercising, patients often don't see results. Being overweight can also lead to complications during pregnancy, including diabetes or elevated sugars during pregnancy, or also what is known as gestational diabetes. High blood pressure or preeclampsia or something called toxemia can also complicate pregnancy in overweight patients. Obese patients are more likely to have larger babies, often requiring a C-section for delivery or having complications during a vaginal delivery. Losing weight prior to getting pregnant can also help reduce many of these complications. Here are some tips for weight loss. First, most important thing is that you must count your calories. A good place to start is some online and smartphone-based options, including MyFitnessPal or Lose It, or an online version called supertracker.gov. These options will let you put in your current weight, your weight goal, and give you an ideal amount of calories to consume each day. Oftentimes, I encounter patients that are eating only 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day and exercising vigorously. The calories being consumed may be too few and is actually causing your metabolism to slow down, making weight loss even harder. It is also important to set realistic goals. Weight loss goals should range from 1 to 2 pounds per week at max to have long-term results. Finally, it is important what you are consuming daily. In a PCOS patient, a lower carbohydrate-based diet may be more effective. A good place to start is to set your carbohydrate intake for all of your calories for the day to 40%. Exercise is also important. The most effective forms of exercise for weight loss include techniques called circuit training, high-intensity interval training called HIIT, or Tabata. These exercises combine strength training with bursts of cardiac training, and many variations can be found with online videos or DVDs for purchase. If you have not been exercising, you may want to start by getting into shape with a walking program and work your way up to these workouts. But if you have been exercising and not getting results, it may be time to check one of these out. If you have any major health concerns, you may want to consult your doctor prior to starting a new workout routine. Sometimes, even with these techniques I've discussed, patients can often hit plateaus, and this may be the time to get a little help by seeing a nutritionist or a trainer exercise consultant to help to continue to see results. At our UC PCOS Center, we work with physicians, dietitians, and exercise specialists to aid patients in the struggle to lose weight. Next, I want to talk about metformin, also can be called glucophage. Metformin is a medication that is often used in PCOS patients to help improve sugar and insulin levels in the body. Insulin plays a role in how the ovary functions, and in patients with diabetes or prediabetes, which is often called impaired glucose tolerance, metformin may be useful. To know if you need metformin, your doctor should perform a glucose tolerance test to see how your body processes sugar. If this result is abnormal, metformin may be helpful with fertility medications to help ovulation occur. Metformin is known to have side effects, including upset stomach, diarrhea, and abdominal discomfort. If you experience these while on metformin, please consult your doctor. A lower dose or alternative form called extended release may be helpful to reduce these side effects. If you do not have impaired glucose tolerance or diabetes, metformin may not be helpful for fertility. Metformin is a Category B medication, meaning that it is safe to take in pregnancy, but typically, unless being used for diabetes treatment, this medication is stopped during the first trimester of pregnancy. For patients with PCOS who want to conceive, either medications called Clomid or Letrozole, also known as Femara, can be used. These medications are taken by mouth for 5 days in the early part of the menstrual cycle. They work through the body's endocrine system to increase follicular stimulating hormone to encourage follicles, also known as eggs, to grow and then ovulate. The risk of multiples increases with these medications to about 5 to 10%. Clomid has been around for many years and is FDA approved for fertility. However, Clomid can have some side effects, including hot flashes, thinning of the uterine lining, and mood changes. Letrozole, or Femara, is a breast cancer medication that has become popular for use during ovulation induction. This medication has recently been compared to Clomid as a first-line medication, and it may be more effective in PCOS patients. However, letrozole is not FDA approved for fertility. Letrozole side effects include fatigue and dizziness. However, letrozole does not appear to thin out the uterine lining like Clomid. Also, some patients may be resistant to Clomid, so if this has been used for you in the past, switching to letrozole, more patients may ovulate and get better results with this treatment. If these medications do not work to induce ovulation or achieve a pregnancy, then patients may need stronger medications called gonadotropins. These are daily injection medications designed to directly stimulate the ovary. The drawback to these medications is that it's often difficult to control the number of follicles that grow, and risk of higher order multiples, triplets or more, can be more common. In vitro fertilization, or known as IVF, is another option for conceiving a pregnancy if oral agents do not work. IVF uses gonadotropins to directly stimulate the ovaries to make multiple follicles. The eggs are then harvested from the ovaries by draining the follicles with a needle. Fertilization of the eggs occurs in the laboratory to make embryos, and then 1 to 2 embryos are placed back in the uterus to achieve pregnancy. The benefit to IVF is that the number of embryos can be controlled to reduce the risk of higher order multiple pregnancies, and pregnancy rates as high as 60 to 70% can occur with IVF depending on the patient's age. The risk to IVF in PCOS patient is that if too many follicles grow, patients can get overstimulated and have side effects, including fluid in the abdomen. Metformin can be used in PCOS patients undergoing IVF to decrease this risk of overstimulation. There is no cure for PCOS. Right now, we only treat the symptoms. Using lifestyle modifications and fertility medications can help achieve pregnancy in PCOS patients. The UC Health PCOS Center is a comprehensive program designed to provide PCOS patients with the resources and treatments to help with symptoms of PCOS and to help start your family. Now we're going to take some questions from our listeners. First question comes from Katie B. from Florida. She asks, I have PCOS and irregular menstrual cycles. I'm not trying to get pregnant currently, but I'm interested in getting prepared for pregnancy in the next year. What should I be doing? This is an excellent question. I talked a lot about lifestyle modification. These are the best options to prepare for pregnancy, particularly if you are overweight. Body mass index is the best measurement for determining weight, and it uses the weight to height ratio. A BMI of less than 25 is ideal, and this should be the target goal. If you haven't been screened for diabetes or had a glucose intolerance test, this is a good time to see if metformin could be useful to help optimize sugar levels prior to pregnancy. Other things to consider is starting a prenatal vitamin prior to conceiving. Also remember that PCOS patients can spontaneously ovulate. Therefore, you could get pregnant, so using reliable contraception is still important even though your menstrual cycles are irregular. Our next question comes from Nikki P. from Indianapolis, and she writes asking, I have PCOS and I have done about 6 months of Clomid with my gynecologist and I'm still not pregnant. What is my next step? Great question. I typically recommend 3 to 6 months of Clomid. If the patient is not pregnant, then it is time to investigate other causes of infertility. This may include a sperm, fallopian tube, cervix, or uterine problem. Testing the sperm and the female anatomy is the next step. Your OBGYN can order these tests for you, or you can follow up with a fertility specialist. If all the testing is normal, monitored cycles, Clomid or letrozole may be needed. Monitored cycles lets us use ultrasound to monitor the development of an egg and follicle and using another medication to trigger ovulation. And this is a single shot that helps to time intercourse or time an insemination, which is placing washed sperm directly into the uterus. If testing is not normal, then other options may be needed, which often requires a fertility specialist. Thank you for these great questions, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Doctors Christine DePaula, Michael Thomas, and I invite you to submit questions on any fertility or reproductive health topic to Amanda Pack, amanda.pack@ucmail.uc.edu. This has been a production of UC Health and the Center for Reproductive Health. If you want to make an appointment at our PCOS Center, please call 513-475-7600, or if you would like to see a physician for a fertility consult, please contact the same number. Our offices are at UC Health Office Building South in Westchester and at the Christ Hospital Medical Office Building in Cincinnati. And after the first of the year of 2015, we will also be at the UC Health Office in Florence, Kentucky. Thank you.